First, a couple points of clarity on terminology so that you and I are talking about the same thing. Okay, I understand that I am the physical clump at the end of an energy frequency continuum. Up from me...
You can say at the end or at the leading edge.
Okay, leading edge. And then the next step up is what I refer to as a soul. In other words, you call that a projection from your greater self that animates this clump. And that soul is, I believe what you have said, a segment, individualized.
The soul is a less leading edge, more wobble-free part of you.
Okay, that is really an individualized segment of what we call source or God.
Yeah.
Right? Okay.
You can call it individualized if you want, but in its absence of wobble, it's a stream of consciousness that is a little tricky to describe as individual because it includes so much.
Okay. All right. Now the questions part. All right.
That's really good. Don't you feel different about your inner being than you ever felt before?
Yeah. Okay. So now the soul, and this is just my perception. That's why I'm up here, because I would like clarity on this. Okay, you had said on a tape that I heard that the soul kind of comes down here with not an agenda, but a loose outline of things, general outline that it wants to feel, experience.
You're going to fill the specifics in, and your source soul will back you up. But you're going to fill in the specifics.
Okay.
That's why you're here.
Right.
Otherwise, you wouldn't have needed to come, because your inner being was already where it was before you came.
Right. Okay, so now, next question. So this clump gets to do what...
You're referring to yourself?
Yeah, when I say the clump, I mean this physical thing with a brain. Okay.
This leading edge genius creator out here on the leading edge.
All right.
Clump.
So I'm under the impression that this leading edge clump may have difficult times doing things if the soul wasn't in agreement with it. In other words, who's calling the plays down here? Solely the third dimensional part? Or does my soul have the ability to kind of say, the further you away are away from my agenda, the harder I'm going to make it for you to accomplish this? Or it just goes along for the ride.
We can see why you might translate it that way. We can see why it might feel that way. But what's really happening is your source is supporting you on the new ideas that are being born. And it's not possible for you to get off track if you are in tune with the basis of that which is you. To make it really simple, the source within you loves. And as you are an extension of that love, and you are finding something in your environment to love, then you're in perfect concert and you feel wonderful. But if you find something to find fault with, and you're finding fault, then you have the free will to do it, but you have deviated from what you had set in motion before, and now you're beginning to wobble. So, is there an agenda from non-physical? Yeah, one of well-being. One of the perpetuation of well-being. Because in all of the universe, there is that which is wanted and the absence of it. So, you could say that your inner being is calling the shots of well-being. And you are filling in the details of how the well-being will be translated. And when you start calling shots about not well-being, then you just deviate too far from the frequency of your source, and it feels like source has abandoned you. Source hasn't abandoned you, but you've gotten too far out of range to feel it.
Okay, so when you say I get to fill in the details, that would mean, like, as long as there's well-being and me wanting to do whatever that is, be a race car driver, teach school, open up a studio, be a lecturer, whatever it is.
Yeah, but if you decide that you're going to be a race car driver that deliberately rams your car into the race car drivers, the source within you doesn't play along.
So that would be really hard for me to, like, manifest or dimensionally, because it's so far away from...
That's why you really do not need to worry about humans in their becoming so discordant and so powerful that they can have huge negative impact on your planet. Because in their disconnection from any true power, while they can make ripples, they cannot make big impacts. The big impact only happens in conjunction with Source, because the well-being has been moving in the direction of well-being for so long. Does that make sense to you? You just don't need to worry about evil taking over. That's a figment of man's imagination.
Right.
You even define it and dramatize it and make it bigger than it could ever be from your place of disconnection, you see.
Okay. All right. That's good. That answered those questions.
Yeah, it is good. Enough?
Yes. Thank you.